Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Gio Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we discuss the idea of this Eagles offense so far this year, which was so much better in that second half on Sunday. Oh, of course, injuries now playing a part on the defensive side.
Plagued.
Yeah, they're plagued. Hugh, we talked about it briefly with Rhea. How concerned are you with the pass rush for the next month without Nolan? He's our best guy on the outside, you know.
Good question, Joe. Right now, who's that? Smith? You got Zadarius.
Zadarius Smith. You got Jelix.
You still got some left in the tank.
Jelix Hunt, who I feel like hasn't really popped yet, Jelix, so far this season.
Yeah, you got Jalen in the middle. Jordan looks like he's starting to come along. I would say as of right now, the way that they're playing, I'm worried more about health than pass rush.
Just in general health, keeping them all in general health. Well, you brought up Zadarius Smith. He's probably going to have to play more snaps now than maybe they planned for because he's the best guy we have now.
Yeah. You know, I had a chance to meet him. Look, he's in pretty good shape. Kept himself in pretty good shape. Probably be called on to do a lot more.
Yeah.
I like the veteran aspect of him being there. Like I said, not so much the pass rush. More so the health of the team, overall health of the defense, I should say.
Well, now you speak to corner, too. So Adoree Jackson was practicing on a limited basis yesterday, mm-hmm. but, you know, a corner with a groin injury is not a great thing.
What you talk about, change of direction mm-hmm. and all that other good stuff. Yeah, that's.
And then Ja'Korian Bennett went on the IR, too, so we're going to be down him for 4 weeks, along with Nolan Smith. I do, it seems like Keely Ringo's probably the next up Sunday if they need him.
Up. Hmm.
We might need an interior pass rush on Sunday.
He said.
Did you forget
that? You got some snaps in it?
What are you talking about? Nah, I'm done, dog. Somebody said some of that
just,
stupid
like
stuff
five,
to me.
Just five. Five a game.
Dog, listen.
It'd be a great bit for the show.
Let me tell you.
We could mic up Hugh and then play the audio on Mondays.
I say this with confidence. If I went out there and somebody put their hands on me, I'm going straight to my car and get my gun. Because I'm shooting somebody. I'm too old for that, man. No, I'm good. I'm going to sit my butt right there in the stands, and I'm going to recklessly speculate next week
that's
on
better
Monday.
For you now, yeah.
Yeah, man, because, listen, what they do and what I used to do, something was clearly wrong with me to do it for as long as I did. It's a different animal, man, and the way these kids play, the speed of the game and the size of these lines, I'm good.
I thought you were going to say if you had to go out there Sunday against Tristan Wirfs, you'd go straight to the upper room.
The upper room? No, you know.
Yeah, you might get turned to dust.
You know what? Pride to take over for about
that would
a
be
few
a rapture.
Seconds, but then after that, then the body just give up. No, it'd be a wrap.
No, that
then
would
I
be
I have to go pop the trunk and make it not about football.
Yeah, and the NFL doesn't want that, nor does WIP. Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Matt. What are you thinking?
I just wanted to say I think this idea of Hugh Douglas and the WIP winery tour in California sounds like a winner to me. It's for real.
We need cameras. We need this thing mic'd up for sure.
I think I would clearly make a lot of people mad because I would be drinking my wine straight out the bottle.
Yeah, you can't do that in Napa
so
Valley.
Hardcore wine drinkers would probably be upset.
I don't think they would be offended. It's a little like they're so wined out there that they just do like cups and whatnot. Like I don't think they would raise too many eyebrows, man.
Yeah,
he said it wind
you.
Out. It's so wind out.
And they're so casual. They're just so casual about it. They just, you know, it's not always that fancy. But anyway, that I would like to see happen. As far as the Jalen thing, man, I'm mystified. I am. I'm more confused now than when I called. Like, I didn't hear comments initially by Donovan. I didn't. Was he saying it like they don't trust him? Like they're, you know?
No, he said it seems.
You know
like,
what? How about this? So, because okay. Matt, you probably
play
yeah. Let's play it again, Matt. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll bring you right back, Kyle. Let's play the cut of Donovan again. So this is Donovan on the afternoon show on Monday with Ike and Spike and Jack talking about the offense and his perception of why they've run it the way they have so far this season.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Staley. Mm. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to two Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year.
So, Matt, just to kind of bring you back after that. Okay. So that was the context of it, and it seems like he thinks they should trust him more, but he doesn't think they actually do.
Interesting. Okay, because the thing I was thinking of when I was on hold is that, like, we know one thing that actually would corroborate what Donovan's saying is we know that Jeffrey Lurie believes in an air raid passing offense, right? We know that's the kind of football he wants to see. So for them to – and that I think that trickles down philosophically into the coaches and everything. So for them to not throw the ball is weird. You got to have a compelling reason to not. Last year there was a very compelling reason. It was called Saquon Barkley at our line, which just unleashed on everybody. But now – and Kyle was kind of saying this earlier, it's like, we're not really running the ball that well. They know it's coming. Not really throwing, though. It's just sort of a masters of none type thing. And, I mean, wouldn't they throw the ball? They know we can throw the ball. I just don't get it. And then what about the Steichen year? I mean, he was amazing.
I'm just confused. I know. Man. I am with you on the confusion. Because I think we're at the point of Matt, good phone call, and Hugh brought up Justin Herbert, right? Same draft class, same age, right? Same trajectory in the NFL in terms of years, right? They've been in the league the same amount of time. And if you go look at the Chargers last year, they were a run-first team. Right? It was the first year with a new coach. Actually, the Eagles and Chargers were similar last year. These Eagles were better, right? They just were a better version of, but run the ball, defense. I think they were 1-2 in defense last year in points allowed. But this year, to Hugh's point, they seem to have put more on Justin Herbert's plate. Like, all right, now let's go, right? Like, we're putting it on you to lead us, and they're 3-0. The same thing hasn't happened here. I mean, that's just obvious. Until the Eagles went down three scores, they haven't asked you on a throw.
I think you can kind of even, like, because that's a broader picture of it, is using the run to set up the pass should be vice versa if you trust Jalen. Mm-hmm. But, like, 3rd and 15. They're handing it off
and
right up the gut.
That play that Hugh referenced and you're referencing, it's happened in variations a lot in the first three games. Like maybe it's been 3rd and 7,
right.
3rd and 8. There's maybe an extreme of 3rd and 15.
Like,
but
what's with the giving up?
The draws.
It doesn't make any sense if you have a quarterback that you can trust.
I tell you how, from a defensive perspective, and this why I think what Donovan say is somewhat valid, because going into this season, the first thing, and we talked about that this in offseason, and I think some of the conversations we had, Joe, was like, do you think the offense is going to open up? Conventional wisdom would tell you yes, because of the fact that the quarterback and the running back had a whole lot of success last year running the football.
Yep.
And most teams, when they watch this game or when they watch any of the Eagles' last games from last year, they see that Saquon Barkley was a big part of that. So if I'm a defensive coordinator, the number one thing I'm going to do is scheme up plays to stop the run, which teams did in the first couple of games of the season. And you would think that to open up the running game, to get back to that ability to run the ball, you throw the ball a little bit more. Okay, if you're gonna load the box, stack the box, then I'm going to start throwing the ball a little bit. I'm going to spread you out, and I'm going to throw the ball. We haven't really done that. We've gone 12 personnel. What's that? Ross Tucker pointed that out.
Yep.
We've been going heavy tight end. With a tight end that can't block, with all due respect. And I said that wrong. With all due respect, Calcaterra can't block.
That's the other tight end.
Calcaterra, because Dallas can block.
Of course, yeah.
So you're going 12 personnel with one guy who can block and one guy that can't block, trying to run the football, and you're not having that much success with it. Instead of going a personnel grouping where you get another receiver out there, throw the ball a little bit more, loosen up the box, and then run the football. You can run the football.
You couldn't even get through the sentence on that.
I tried to be professional.
I know.
I was trying.
You really, you were cooking there. It was, it was like, it was.
See, it's your, that's your fault, though.
What did I do?
Because I've been around y'all too long, man. And I, like, if.
Hold on. Hold on. You've been like this well before you met us.
No, but I used to be a little bit more professional. But
wow. It's our fault.
I used to be a little bit more professional.
These are your own sentences. You're not laughing at something I said. You're laughing at something you said.
No, but I used to be a little bit more professional.
There's just no way. You were cooking bacon on the air.
I was just a little bit more professional.
Now, we taught you professionalism here at WIP. Come on now. Cody's in Middletown, Delaware. What's up, Cody?
I was calling in. I kind of, my perspective on it, I think maybe Kevin Petula doesn't quite trust himself, and he's been going with a conservative approach and counting on the defense and to win the games for us.
Kevin Petula, I like that. We changed his man's name.
You know, Cody, I think there might be something to what you're saying. Like, perhaps Petula doesn't want his offense to make mistakes, so he's kind of
calling
the game conservative, even though maybe he trusts his quarterback a little bit more.
And I think at halftime, maybe it was him who got the pep talk and not so much Jalen Hurts getting one when they come out throwing the ball and maybe letting him, like, hey, come on, you know, step into it, be yourself. Let's put a little risk in this.
Let me help you out, Cody.
How did it go?
He got slapped across the lips, Cody. That's my thought.
Bam!
He got slapped.
I've been hearing you say that all week.
He got slapped across the lips. He got slapped right across his lips.
Cody, good phone call, man. This is I appreciate Cody listening. I appreciate the message getting out. It is a problem though. When we hear people like what you said really has taken on a new life. Again, I'm expecting 107 on the broadcast on Sunday, them to open up and say, a lot of speculation in Philly that Jalen Hurts took over play calling in the second half of the game. That, of course, not true.
I'm going to get a whole lot of dirty looks next time I go to the link.
Press box? Yeah. You know what you should put on? Remember when Bobby Valentine put the glasses and the fake mustache when he was snuck back in the dugout?
I had to do that.
You got to do that.
But no, normally, a trench coat.
But see, this is the problem. Because normally I go speak to the guys in the press box every day.
Yeah.
I go speak to the PR people. So if I don't speak, then, you know what I mean? They kind of know.
You got to break that ice. Hey, what are you doing with us?
No. I can just see Bob not talking about, you know what? You're an idiot. Just straight up, you're an idiot.
The worst part is it was a believable story. And people believed it to the point where, and you've convinced yourself it's true. That's
no,
my
you know
what's
funny. I'm lucky that me and Bob are as good friends as we are because he probably would have he's probably gonna call. I mean, I would not be surprised if I'm not called an idiot when I see him the next
but
time.
But you're a professional. So.
But I used to be. Mm-hmm. So I started working with you two, Yahoo.
The passing. Would you agree with this? I'm agreeing with you. The passing game.
Wait a minute. I thought you were talking.
That's a pro right there. That is
I'm a professional.
Professional. Chewing on the air.
Phone going off all the time. Yeah.
We know what else.
Yeah. Tasty though. He mints.
Not to mention.
I am a professional.
Not to mention the fart that you still haven't admitted to.
I did not fart.
That heel is going to stay there. Why has the Cyretic been on four other freaking football team.
You know what? The more you play that, I'm like, damn, I'm surprised I'm still here.
Yeah, you were fired up.
God, I'm like, damn, I'm still here.
Did all that?
I think we just took it as a win that we got you that passionate about
something. We did.
We're like, all right, baby steps.
That was awesome.
Hey. I'm just saying, man. I'm like, damn, that's a lot.
You know what's cool about that? Maybe we might have to revisit that audio tomorrow. That was about Hassan Reddick, who the Eagles play this Sunday.
You think he's going to be fired up to play us?
Hopefully not as fired up as you were, because that's a problem for us. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the side, plus some sound from A.J. Brown on the offense. And if he thinks it's fair to say the Bucs have had their number, that's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This football season, where else would you want to bet? Other than with my friends at Fanatics Sportsbook. Fanatics Sportsbook is the home of fair play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long for any first half injury. They were the first to protect your prop bets throughout the first quarter, and now they've extended that protection throughout the whole first half. That's 30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or even defensive players. Fanatics Sportsbook's fair play policy gives you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Why stick with a book that leaves you empty-handed when you can bet with one that has your back for the whole first half. If you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first and second quarter for all pro football player games. Every single game, all season long. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Couple big Phillies notes to pass along. Guess who's going to be on the afternoon show today, Hugh, at 3 o'clock?
Who you got?
Dave Dombrowski.
Okay.
We haven't heard from Dave since spring training, I think, in terms of like a long-form thing.
Does he think the Eagles trust Jalen Hurts?
That should be the first question.
You should ask. Yeah.
Dave, I know you got a big stuff going on next month, but first, your take on Hurts and does the coaching staff really trust him?
And he'd be like, what the deuce?
What are you guys talking about? So Dave Dombrowski, afternoon show today. That will be a must listen, 3 o'clock. He will be live with the afternoon show. Also, next Friday, I'm hearing rumors, a Red October rally before game one. I don't have all the details yet, but there's certainly rumors out there. We will be having a big station-wide rally next Friday before Game 1 of the NLDS, which is next Saturday. Not sure what time the Phillies are going to play. I'm guessing it's going to be 4 o'clock or the night game.
Okay.
Saturday, October 4th, against probably the Dodgers. I still think it's going to be the Dodgers, but could be the Mets, could be the Reds, could be the Diamondbacks. We shall see. All right. Before we go back to the phone lines here, can we hear from A.J. Brown? Locker room yesterday asked about, you know, the thought out there that the Bucs have kind of owned the Eagles and been a thorn in their side and have really owned this matchup for years. Is it fair to say that? Here is A.J. Brown.
There's a media narrative, both locally and nationally, and I think I know what you'll say to this, that the Bucs are the one team that has your guys' numbers, the one team that's had a little bit of success for a prolonged period of time. I just, what do you make of that?
I think that's just kind of fair, you know. What's the record?
Like, so I know 1-4. Yeah, 1-4. Nick is 1-4 against them.
Yeah, so I think they have the edge. It's a new year. It's a new game. Obviously, you can't take old games into a new one or old motivation.
Right.
You know, it's a new season, so we have a job to do, and we're gonna try to go out there and do it to our best ability.
Kind of interesting he didn't shoot it down. I mean, he did say it's a new year, so he was I took it as like we can't really care about it, but he didn't say no. He's like, yeah.
Well, if you look at it the last time we played him, he wasn't out there.
He
wasn't out there in the playoffs when we went down there and got trounced.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not a whole lot that he can really say in that situation. You know, you could shoot it down, but the truth is that the last couple times we've seen him, it's been pretty lopsided.
That's kind of my thing. Like, they didn't ask him, does it matter?
Right.
Because, you know, he would say new season, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, they asked him more like the idea of this.
Also, it's not a media narrative that the Bucs have had their number. Sirianni's 1-4 against the Bucs.
Yeah, I think
there's an objective truth that the Eagles have not.
You can't. That's just like, yeah.
Collectively, okay. We need to rethink how we use the word narrative.
Media narrative.
It's not, narratives aren't like, people are saying something, it's a narrative.
It's
a fact. It kind of happens.
Right, the Bucs have won 4 out of 5 against the Eagles. That there's no narrative there.
Is it a media narrative that the Eagles beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
Narrative is that the score was 40-22. It was 40-6.
Yeah.
So that's where the score was. Yep. Those are the narratives there. All right, let's go to Joe and Langhorne. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. What's up?
Not much. First time, long time. Real quick, I just want to say I became an Eagles fan in 98 when I was old enough and all was going on, so it's an honor to talk to you, Hugh.
Hey, man, thank you.
I wanted to get that out of the way. I appreciate all your hard work for the city. So I respectfully disagree that it's a mistrust in Hurts. I feel like it's more of just trying to duplicate success from last year problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jalen threw for under 200 yards in 8 games last year. They were 6-2 in them games. He threw for under 150 yards in 5 games last year. They won all 5 of those games. Granted, the one game was against the Rams in the snow, but, I mean, still, 2 of them games were playoff games where he threw for under 150 yards. And I know Saquon went off last year, but, I mean, when you have a guy like Saquon, he's one play away from hitting a 60-yard run for a touchdown. You know what I mean? It just hasn't happened yet this year.
Yeah.
So it hasn't. And Joe, I think you could be right. It could be more of that than what I've surmised and maybe Donovan McNabb is surmising. I guess I would ask the question, how much longer does it have to be like this before they flip it, though? Because, like, last year, you made total sense. They were dominant in the run game, and they had a great defense. Like, the formula made logical sense. So far this year, their defense hasn't been as great, right? And they're not running the ball as great. So you would think they'd throw the ball more to kind of counteract these things, but they're still not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I can agree to a sense that, like, so a game like last week, maybe it should have happened a little sooner than the second half. But, I mean, it did happen. Like, they did change it up. They had to. And I think they're going to, when just like last year, when they needed to throw the ball, they did. They won the game. Like, we didn't have this discussion last year when he had them games where he threw for all them not that many yards, again, because of Saquon. But I feel like this year, when they have to throw the ball, they're going to. I don't think it's a mistrust issue. Like, if you're not trusting him, you're going to bench him. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to have times where he's going to throw the ball. I really think this week is going to be like a KC game that happened a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Todd, he loves to stack the box. He's going to bring a ton of pressure on Jalen. It's going to be them type of plays where they got to do something through the air. One-on-one battles, this is where I think AJ and Devontae are going to have to shine. They're going to have to get them one-on-one plays, the curls, whatever, the slants, the go routes. We're going to see a lot of it this week. I really believe that.
I think, you could be right on that. And they're going to have to, when they get the chances, that Joe appreciate, because there's going to be a lot of blitzes.
Thank you for the adult conversation.
I like the adult conversation.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's not what we're used to, but we got a couple of them, so it's pretty cool.
We got
Isn't that a lot more refreshing than people living their truth?
Well, Joe kind of lived his truth. I didn't agree with what he was saying, but it's still kind of the same thing. It just gets a little ridiculous when you know it begins.
How do we get the wires crossed with that? That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about.
I mean, it kind of is living your truth.
No, you know what? You got it, buddy. Live your truth.
I like how you just dismissed me.
I'd say 3 times a week. Kyle gets so exasperated.
I just did.
You got it, buddy. Whatever you want to believe, you believe
Bless
it.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Just, your heart. Whatever you think. We'll just move on.
Yep. I mean, honestly, you should be proud. Like, it's an accomplishment to get me to just to give up.
I am proud. I am proud every day. I think broke you? The Spencer Rattler one. I think that broke Kyle.
It broke us all, man. It broke us all.
I mean, you might as well have taken a dagger to my, my stomach.
He has never won a start in the pros. Zero.
I saw the QBR, and I was like, "Ooh!"
Yeah, and in that moment, in that moment, I threw QBR out as a stat we should use.
No,
out.
Now of all the times where you can accuse me of having an agenda, I definitely
know. We know, buddy.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us. The only problem are the people who are like, you know, Hugh's right, by the way. Yeah. And I'm like, he's.
You know, someone listening was texting their buddy, like, you know what? I think Rattler's better than you think. Yeah, I heard Hugh Douglas on WIP.
Somebody picked him up in fantasy this week.
And they're going to call you next week and say, you led me down the wrong path. It's man.
Hugh, I think sometimes it's just the straw that breaks the camel's back for me. It's when I have to take phone calls back here and people just can't. They're so close to understanding the point, but they just can't get there.
Oh, boy. Well, that's all right. I mean,
you get beaten down, man.
Hugh had Rattler in his top 10 quarterbacks this week. All right, let's go to Dom in Virginia. What's up, Dom?
Dom.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Dom. What's up?
Hey, I'm down here in Virginia. Grew up in Westchester, so go Birds. Love the Birds.
Go Birds.
I got my own reckless speculation on this.
Love it.
We love it. We love reckless speculation.
Right? I was thinking maybe it's not so much that they didn't trust Jalen until they had to. That maybe Nick didn't trust KP until he had to. He finally got down by 19 and said, all right, Kevin, do your thing, baby. Let it rip.
You know, that's an interesting perspective, that maybe like they're instead of them babying the quarterback, that really it's kind of them babying the coordinator.
It's not the first time we've heard that, by the
way.
No,
it's interesting to me.
Yeah, that's,
because our buddy Andy earlier this week say that Sirianni took the straight jacket off Kevin Petullo.
Because, Dom, of all of the people involved in this equation, the least experienced one doing what he's doing is obviously Petullo. So I get it.
Right, and I was thinking maybe that Jalen and AJ and all them, they're not. We think they're talking to Petullo, but maybe they're talking to Sirianni. Like, hey, let us go, man. You got to let the whole offense go.
It could be. Dom, it's a good phone call, man. We appreciate listening. And how about now? Now the callers bring in their reckless speculation. Now we've created
something.
I'm okay
with
that. No, it's good.
That's good.
It's good when they do it. When you do it, there's repercussions.
Yeah, because then people start calling my phone, talking about
you're supposed to be a role model.
An adult. No,
definitely not that. The adult, questionable. That's questionable.
You know, I thought his perspective was interesting. And also, we never bring up Sirianni. But Sirianni has found a way, by being a CEO, to absolve himself from all of this kind of stuff, right? Because he doesn't call the plays. So it's like he's not involved in anything besides the overall wins and losses he gets credit for and the resiliency they have and all the stuff, the culture, which is he's really good at. But maybe that's it. Maybe Sirianni is the one that wants to be conservative or not. And Petullo is just following that kind of plan. And then he told him, like, hey, we got to let him throw the ball.
And you know what else it is, too? I think part of it is because we, as Eagles fans, we haven't had the luxury in the last, what, 3 or 4 years of having a consistent offensive coordinator to actually judge how the evolution of this offense. You know what I mean? Because it feels like every year it's been a reset. Every year. And we always recklessly speculate about who's doing what or what's Jalen doing or why is he doing this or whatever. It hasn't been consistent enough.
And unless we find our offensive Vic Fangio, like an older guy, it's never
going
to happen, right? Like, if these guys are any good, they leave. And if they're not any good, we fire them. That's been the pattern.
There's one, I think, major issue with the theory, though.
Okay.
If Sirianni doesn't
trust Petullo,
Sirianni's the one that put him in this position.
Well, this is back to Hughes' thing the other day. If they really stripped him of play calling 2.5 games in, we got a bigger problem.
Well,
on our hands.
Right. And I mean, this guy was the pass game coordinator last year. He's Sirianni's right hand man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I find it weird that he wouldn't trust him.
You would think he should trust him. He's his handpicked guy. And it seemed like this time remember last year they kind of picked Kellen Moore for him and said he runs the offense. It felt like after the Super Bowl, they were like, all right, Nick, you won the Super Bowl. You get to go with your guy. Let's make it work this time.
And they were greasing the skids early in the year.
Yes.
Remember, they were talking about Petullo and what he was and all this other stuff because they kind of knew that Coach Goober was leaving. So, you know, they were trying to set it up for him to get the job, and now he has the job. So, yeah, but I think part of the reasons why we feel the way that we feel, probably twofold, is because of what happened with Brian Johnson and how that didn't work out. And then the fact that Petullo was in the system for a while, and it still feels like it's not as fluid as we thought it would be. So that's it.
All right, we got one more from A.J. Brown yesterday. This one about the offense and the adjustments they made and, man, why it took so long.
Now that it is public that that's how you want this offense to be run, what do those conversations look like with the coaching staff going forward then?
See, that's where I kind of messed up at because, you know, those are my feelings, and I express that to the world. So, but obviously, if that doesn't go that way, obviously everyone going to say, AJ's not happy. But obviously, the goal is to win the game, and obviously we want to do that first. But like I was just saying, like, I think it just kind of took too long for us as an offense to adjust and be more aggressive, you know. When one thing's not working, I was just saying, like, let's not continue to keep trying to hit our head on the wall and see if it's going to work. And let's mix it up and do what we need to do. So that's what I meant by that. And so, yeah.
You know, AJ gets accused at times of, like, stirring things up. Sometimes you listen to him, doesn't it feel like he's talking the most logically out of anyone?
Yeah.
Like, I know he wants the ball. People confuse it for selfishness, I think. But
yeah. Like, it comes from a good place.
What he said there makes sense, right? It kind of took us too long to adjust. Why are we keep banging our head against the wall? If it doesn't work, we got other ways of moving the football. He's right. He's kind of been right the whole time.
Yeah, and I think that's what people when they like sometimes I feel like you get penalized for being as passionate as you are.
Yeah.
Because you know it's a lot of people like to say that he's a cancer, a wild card or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think he's a cancer.
No, but he's just a passionate player. He wants to be successful. And I think part of that, his frustration came from the fact that he wasn't involved in offense the first couple of games.
And to be fair to him, like if they were scoring 40 and he wasn't involved, no one wants to hear it, right? Mm-hmm. But they weren't scoring much.
Mm-mm. And you know what this team had, the players that this team has, they should, this shouldn't be as close. This shouldn't be a slog, I should say.
That's exactly it.
It shouldn't be a slog. There should be more creativity in this offense when you talk about it. You look at the Detroit Lions and the creative ways they get the ball to their playmakers.
And they have a new coordinator.
Man, it's we see that. See, part of this, I feel, is, you know, us looking at other people's graphs.
Yes.
Especially now since we've won the Super Bowl. We're the standard. This year, we're the standard. And you see other offenses getting off to these high power starts. You're like, well, damn it, man. Why can't we do that? Why aren't we running those creative reverses and double passes and things of that nature to get the ball to our playmakers, keeping defenses off their on their toes and things of that? It just doesn't feel right to us. But we're 3-0.
That's true.
That we're 3-0.
And going to Tampa to try to go 4-0 on Sunday against the Buccaneers. All right, Henry's in Middletown. Hey, Henry.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
What's up, Henry?
Hey, Henry.
Well, you know, since I've been listening, a lot of the guys that came on and made the same point that I was going to talk about, that it wasn't about them not trusting Jalen, that when I had mentioned the coaches, what's his name, Dom or something, he was saying, like, Sirianni might have talked to the offensive coordinator, let's kick this in gear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was thinking. You know, he was kind of being a little holding the boys back by not being aggressive. That's why the players, like you were saying, AJ, Jalen, they kind of spoke up. We need to pick it up. And it wasn't about them not trusting Jalen. I think it was about them trying to get the offensive coordinator online with, let's get aggressive. Let's move the ball around. We got more options than trying to just run the ball and playing conservative. So, but a lot of the guys that came on, I was hearing them, and that was basically the same thing that I was saying.
Yeah,
so,
and it's a fair question, Henry. It's a fair way to look at it. And Henry, good phone call. I guess I would then ask, like, let's play it out that way. Let's say a lot of the people that called the last half hour or so and said, nah, maybe it's more Petullo. He's kind of gun shy, so he's going conservative. Why is he gun shy?
Yeah, he ain't out that plan.
Right. Does he not trust himself, or does he not trust his quarterback not to mess up the plays he's rolling in there?
I would assume that's because he doesn't want to mess it up. He wants to make a good impression. I'm just recklessly speculating. You know, you get tight, and then you have to, I think you got to get comfortable with the role that you're in now, because mm-hmm. it's different. I think you there's a certain template you follow, and not only that, you're probably looking at it like, okay, this team just won the Super Bowl. We got to get back to the Super Bowl. That's kind of on me, but I don't want to go real crazy, reckless with it. So I'm gonna play it a little safe. You know, Saquon's the safe bet.
Yep.
So maybe that's it. And maybe Jalen was telling him, "Hey, man, you know it's cool. Let it go." You know, maybe he was saying, "Swing for the fences."
That sounds a whole lot more calm than the slap across the lips that
you
said.
Well, that happened in the locker room.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, this happened on the bench. This was on the bench.
Yeah, that was on. I'm talking about the bench.
Yeah, they cleaned that up on the bench.
Yeah.
Because they can't be slapping each other on the bench.
Nah, you can't let people see that.
By the way, we were discussing on our last break, the NFC East is being featured on the Amazon in-season Hard Knocks. I believe that comes out around November. So, you know, Hugh, that could be a big moment for you, because we will get the on-the-bench, behind-the-scenes of what happened when the offense woke up in Week 3. Most likely it was, hey, they're down. Let's just score.
Yeah, wait, so what's going to be your next? Let's play this out.
Okay.
They show in the documentary that Kevin Petullo is calling plays on the sideline.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's your next excuse?
What do you mean?
You heard exactly what I said.
No, Jalen. If Jalen changed the play, basic. You won't get the real gist of it unless you get the Kevin Petullo call to play, and then you say, something happens where Jalen say, bump that. Well, I'm
so,
running this.
Yeah, right. Well, so hold on. But that's not really like what you said, though.
That's kind of what I said.
It's no, but it's not. It's I mean, you said Jalen Hurts took over play calling.
He did.
That's not. That's what that's, I said.
That implies well, no, Kevin Petullo yeah. had to give the headset away yes. and go sit in the
no,
crowd.
No, he definitely didn't do that. That's a bad look. You but, see, because right now we're playing.
Okay, optics. So we got you to backtrack.
No, not really. We're playing optical.
I think that's a win
optical
for us, Joe.
Illusion.
Optical illusion.
His whole take is an optical
no,
illusion.
No, I'm saying you got to, you know what I'm saying?
You're pulling the wool over our eyes, Douglas.
Nah. I think this is a good spin. I think this is a good take on this.
Okay,
I think this is magician here. We need to get you a top hat for this one. Yeah, I can't wait. The show's going to be great. We're going to get a lot of stuff.
Houdini.
I like that. That's going to stick.
That could be your Halloween costume
yeah, that's
this
not,
year.
Yeah, that's
Houdini.
Stick.
Yeah, that one might stick. All right, 215.
Magic man.
592-9494. We'll check in with you people after the break, see what they have to say. I wonder if they are agreeing that the coaching staff doesn't really trust Jalen Hurts. And we'll get back to your phone call as well. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, one of my favorite times of the day. You people, what are they up to today?
Brutal one today. Okay. I mean, just not a banner day for listening and understanding at all.
One of those
days. We thought it was bad on the phones. It's even worse on you people.
All right.
And I'm not just talking about the Hurts topic. A lot of things. A lot of things that people don't know what they're listening to. We'll start here, though. Can't wait to listen to these three idiots spew nonsense for 4 hours as though they're experts. That should be the new name of the show.
I think that's a tagline right there.
Three idiots.
Three idiots spew nonsense and think they're experts.
Yeah, that's dope.
I do have a little behind the curtain for you. That's all a talk radio, everyone. It's just idiots spewing nonsense, thinking they're experts.
Only thing I'll push back on is I don't think I'm an expert.
No, I don't. I'm not even close either. To an expert. No.
Me
neither.
Just a fan with an opinion.
That's exactly right.
That's all it is.
Yep. Won't push back on this one though. The Midday Show is full of dopes.
Well,
up and down.
Yeah, that one. That one might be spot on.
That might track. Yeah. That might track a little bit.
All right. Now the bad listening portion here.
Okay, here we go.
Hugh just wants his buddy Ryan Howard to keep the record, and that's obvious.
Oh, I agree with that.
Well, he is my frat brother.
But you said you wanted Schwarber to go for it.
I definitely said that.
Ryan agrees with you. Ryan is his blessing.
I mean, I've talked to Ryan, and what Ryan said, he didn't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. So
but
I
it's
don't,
obvious.
Yeah. I don't know what they heard, but okay.
Wow, just trying to hold back Schwarber. Unbelievable, this guy.
Forget about the NFL. It's fixed.
Okay,
let's just close up shop here at WIP. Then.
There you have it.
See you guys down the line.
Yep. No mention that CJ GJ is back. He's not back.
He's certainly
That's
not an Eagle.
That's probably why.
We did discuss this yesterday, whether or not people would want to bring him back. And he has not signed.
They want us to mention that he is back.
Okay.
Which he's not.
So no, he's currently not on the team.
Just to clarify, that is why we have not mentioned that CJ Gardner-Johnson is back, because it's not true. Not a single mention of the MLS leading union guys.
You know, I think I'm wearing a union t-shirt under my sweatshirt today.
Is that right?
Yeah, look.
Good job.
So like a union logo right there. See?
Okay. Well, full transparency, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
I'm not keeping up to date daily on the standings. I did go to a game this summer. It was fun. Well, next time we have Elliot on, we'll ask him.
Okay.
Big union guy.
I can do without him.
Okay.
Yep. AJ Dillon is the real answer here, and everybody chooses to ignore that.
That sounds like a Hugh Douglas take. If I heard one,
it really is.
You're a Dillon guy. You're an AJ Dillon guy.
Did not say that.
No, I know you didn't say, but I could hear you saying.
Yeah. Living my truth.
That could be Hugh's burner account in the YouTube chat.
That is funny.
Imagine Hugh having a burner in the YouTube chat. It'd be a scene. I can't imagine him doing that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Get it together, Hugh. My God.
That's an evergreen one.
I don't even know what I did.
We could use that every day.
My God, Hugh, get it together.
Yeah, those are better out of context.
Yeah.
Get it together, Hugh.
Goodness, my God, get it together.
Yep. Not surprised at Giglio, but wow, Hugh, you're better than this.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah.
Better than what?
Yeah.
You know, this better than what? I mean, and what are you saying?
Well, we're Jalen haters because we think the coaches don't trust him, even though we want the coaaches to trust him.
You know, reading is fundamental, and listening is even better. Like, listen. Just listen.
They can't, man. They can't.
I think this started with my theory that I agree with Donovan, and I think the Eagles should trust Jalen more. He's earned that trust, but it doesn't feel like the coaches trust him, yet you're better than that, Hugh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're better than that. Yep. You have stooped to a new level.
Okay.
This is a sad fall for Hugh Douglas.
I guess.
Yep.
I guess.
There is no doubt in my mind that Hugh Douglas crop dusted Delco today.
Did not do that. I had to ask y'all exactly where did Delco stretch.
Sure, that was conveniently oblivious.
If we're making a list of suspects.
You played dumb.
List of suspects to why Delco smells today. I mean, the Delco pooper clearly is top the list, but Hugh Douglas might be on that list.
Yep. Okay, fire.
Obligatory. Does Joe know they won the Super Bowl?
You know, I forgot. I just forgot that we had a parade and all those things.
Yeah, that we were there for and we froze. Mm-hmm. We were freezing.
Whoever posted this poll should be fired.
See you, Kyle. See ya.
It's nice knowing you, boys.
There's nothing like a simple yes or no poll that really just lights people on fire. It's unbelievable.
Fire that man. Whoever pressed send on this tweet should lose his job.
This question, we're soliciting your opinion, fired.
Yes, you should be unemployed. Yep. Making sense, agreeing with Joe, and giving out blank checks. Did the rapture come and take you and just replace it with an imposter today?
Yeah, the rapture was supposed to come last night.
Imposter
right?
Douglas could be a new
one. Did you see the story that Joe said about the lady who gave up her home?
Yeah.
Damn it, I wish I could have caught somebody.
Yeah, so I saw this one last night. So
give me their home.
This is the problem with living your truth. This is a woman, and the headline on the story is, I gave away my home on the day of the rapture, then it didn't happen.
My thing is this. Because when I think of the rapture, I think that means everybody's going to the upper
Nothing's
room,
left.
Right?
It's over. Yeah.
So why did she decide, if it's the rapture, to give her home to somebody who probably wasn't going to be here as well? Yeah. That's the thing that I don't understand.
Well, so the story went on to say that people approached it differently. Some people were buying new clothes because they wanted to look their best.
For the rapture.
Like when they got to the upper room. They wanted to have, you know.
The upper room.
Other people thought they should get rid of all their belongings. You know, that pastor who said it was the rapture yesterday, he owes this lady a new house.
I think he had to walk it back.
He did?
Well, that's good.
We're all still here. Of course he had to walk it back.
I mean, obviously he had to walk it back, but I think I saw a video the other
day. If he was the pastor, though, he would double down.
He would spin. Yeah.
There would be some kind of spin.
I meant next September 23rd.
I got one more. Hugh, somebody wrote you a poem.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, geez.
There once was a man named Hugh who insisted on speaking his truth. He ate a gummy, became a dummy, and now he doesn't have a clue.
Oh, that was terrible. And I don't eat gummies during the week. Only on the weekend.
Yeah. It did rhyme.
It kind of rhymed.
Was solid.
Do you think
most people could come with a better poem like that than that on the fly?
No, not on the fly. Yeah, okay, I give him props.
Poetry's not the easiest thing to write. You ever try to write poetry? Ever try to write a poem?
Poetry Douglas.
I took a poetry class at college.
No, I have not.
It was not easy.
Edgar Allan Douglas?
Never.
All right. That's more than enough for us today. We got a Sunday night game tonight. Thursday night game tonight. Who do you got? Cardinals, Seahawks. I kind of like Arizona at home. Short week.
I'm going for the Marvin Harrison Jr. bounce back. He had 44 yards last week.
All right, show's on the Cardinals.
All right, we're on the Cardinals today. Don't forget Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Football Friday afternoon show next. Dave Dombrowski live with the guys at 3 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.